Here we are again by Beshalach. We think after all these years there's nothing new to learn over here. Fact is that there's always so many chidushim. It's really like that's also one of the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there are always aspects which can be learned and assimilated into the general knowledge which we have of the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's always something new and something inspiring. So let's get back again to Yetzias Mitzrayim. What was this business right at the beginning of Beshalach? Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yoshuvu v'yachanu lifnei piach hirois bein migdol uvein hayom lifnei ba'al tzafon nichechol sachanu al hayom. So that the Yidden had already gone much further, but now the Ribbono Shel Olam tells them, I want you to go back to Mitzrayim, or in the direction of Mitzrayim, and you should be choyne, you should make your camps and by the Baal Tzafon. So I want to go, and one of the early shiurim a few years ago talked about the Baal Tzafon, that the Baal Tzafon was an idol which was erected dafka over there, and the idea was that he would prevent any prisoners, any servants from escaping Mitzrayim. That was essentially what the Ribbono Shel Olam said. I want you to go back, and I want you to camp exactly at the point where the assumption is that nobody is ever going to be able to escape from there. And that is really, and this is something which I learned new today. I mean, that's not what I was referring to before, but the nisim that happened. But the translation of the word I didn't know correctly. It says, V'omar paro livnei Yisrael nevuchim heim ba'oretz. So I thought that Nevuchim over here means like Nevuchim, the Moira Nevuchim, the guide to the perplexed, of the perplexed. Nevuch is somebody who's lost, he doesn't know where he's going. Now that's not really what the word Taka means. What it does mean, the Rishonim bring, and I just brought the dictionary along also, to find out what that really looks like in the dictionary. So it's the Shoresh of Nevech, Nun Beis Chof. And what it means is Omek Ma'amok Mokoya. It's a posuk in Iyov. Havoso at Nifke Yom. Nifke Yom are the depths of the sea. It means very, very deep inside the sea, where if you go down there, you can't really escape from there anymore. Atzko translates it as imprisoned. And they have a shtickle svogel with that, because since it says soga alehem ha-midbar, that the midbar locked them up. So if you're locked up, so you're imprisoned. But the emes is that the way Nevach is used throughout Tanakh and so on, it's not really as a prison. It's as some deep cave, some deep depth from which it's very, very difficult to escape. I don't think I have any problems with calling it prison, but that's not the way it's usually used. For example, the depths of a sea are not normally considered to be prison-like. So that is what Nevuchim Heim Ba'oretz means, that they are at a point in the land where there's no escape. They're not going to be, it's not the same word as Nevuch. In other words, not that you're confused, but Nevuchim Heim Ba'oretz, they are bedepthed, I guess, if we wanted to invent an English word. They are at a point from which it's impossible to escape. They can't go forward from here, and especially because this Baal Tzafon, he's the idol, he's in charge of making sure that nobody is able to escape from Mitzrayim. So Mimele, this is excellent. So they'll have to be sitting there waiting for us to come and destroy them. Nevuchim heim ba'oretz. So that is why Pharaoh had the courage to go and pursue them. Because the emes is, it says over here, it says in the Torah, that it needed a chizuk halev. It's interesting that at two stages, the paro needed a chizuk halev. I want to read to you from the Ramban. That's Yud Dalet Posuk Dalet. V'chizakti es leif paro v'rodav acharehem. So, zog the Ramban, ba'avur shepochat paro mehem v'makas habuchoyros u'bikesh mehem u'virachtem gam oisi. It seems that by makas habuchoyros, paro had given up. He just said, give me a brocha and get lost. He wasn't planning to pursue them. He just wanted to get rid of these pesky Jews. That's why it needed a special chizuk halev, and that the Rebbeinu Shem brought about by having them sit in front of the tzofin. That means having them sit in a place where there is no escaping from the land. So that was an opportunity which Paro couldn't forego. He said, oh, I wasn't going to chase them. But now they are in such a wonderful place for me that there's no escape for them. So it's kedai to go and chase them. So that's the first chizuk halev. And then, ulumato oma pa macheres, hinani mechazek es lev mitzrayim, v'yovoyo achareihem, that's in Pasuk Yud Zayin, when he saw that the sea was split, yeah, so Ramban just can't get over it. He said, I mean, what was Paro thinking? He saw that the Yidden were going on dry land. He saw Mistama, all the nisim that happened, which the Medroshim say, that apples and pomegranates and sweet water and crystal, whatever he saw, I don't know how much he saw of all that. But they were going through dry land. So didn't he have the seichel to see? He'd just been through 10 makas. And he saw that the Rebbeinu Shem was playing hardball. Yeah? Zog the Heilige Ramban, v'ein b'chol ha-moifsim kepel e'hazeh, that In all the miracles which surrounded Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no miracle that even approaches this miracle. V'zeh v'emes shigo'on lohem. It must have been crazy. You see that the Rebbeinu Shem is making this nes, so you can't figure out that this is going to be the end and that you're going to be drowned over there. Avol sikeh latzosam. V'chizek es libam likon es biyom. Rebbeinu Shem made that they didn't think straight. So the Ramban is saying an interesting thing, that the greatest nes by Yetzias Mitzrayim is that the Paro had the stupidity of going into the sea after them. That's what the Ramban is saying. It's a Ramban which I've known for quite a few years, and I think that I've mentioned it on occasion when we were learning about the Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, today it occurred to me that I could suggest another nes connected with Yetzias Mitzrayim, which in a way could be also said, well, this was perhaps the greatest nes of all. Now, Chazal don't say that, so it's just an idea which occurred to me. Please don't take it as Torah's Moshe Emes. It's just a way of thinking of what happened, and I'll explain what I meant. But the Ikka thing at the moment is that we want to see what happened over here. In other words, what was really going on by this Kriyas Yamsuf? So I happened to see somewhere, somebody's Ma'ora, I don't remember anymore exactly who said it, but it's an interesting Ha'ora, and it can guide us along some Chidushim in this whole Parsha. Let's see what it says over here. Vahi b'shalach paro yisa'om, v'lo yinochom Elohim derech eretz plishtin ki korefu, ki omay lakim, pen yinochem ha'om b'rosom milchomo, v'shovu mitzrayva. Okay, Vayasev Elokim Esom derech Hamidbar Yamsuf, Vechamoshim Olu Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imo, Ki Hashbeah Hashbias Bnei Yisrael Leimo, Pokoyt Yifkoyt Elohim Eschem, Vahalisem Es Atzmosai Mizeh Etchem. So the person whom I saw, I think it's in the Mikros Gedol or somebody, but it doesn't matter who asked it, it's certainly a question which ought to be asked. And that is this posuk, Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy, ki yashbeah hishbias b'nei Yisroel leimah, tokoyt yifkoyt, and so on and so forth. Now, isn't that posuk at an unexpected place? What is the posuk before that? Vayasev Elokim es ha'om derech ha'midbo yamsuf, v'chamoshim, so it's telling us about the trip. How was the trip organized? Then the posuk after the Yosef posuk, Vayisu misukos v'yachanu be'esom b'kzei ha'midbo. So this posuk of Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo, ki yashbeah hishbias bnei Yisrael leimo, seems to come in the wrong place. We are just not telling how the travels went, what direction we went, what were the goals of the trip, and so on and so forth. So in the middle of that, Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo, wouldn't it have been more logical if it would have shifted Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo one posuk back, meaning, Vayibishalach paro esom b'roesom milchomo shavu mitzroima, then, Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo, and then, Vayasev elokim esom derech hamidbar yamsuf, and then the next posuk, Vayisu misukos v'yachanu and so on. Now, why does it stick, the Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo, once the description of how the travels went had already been started? It doesn't seem to fit in there. I think that that's a perfectly reasonable question to ask. So the Teretz which I saw, again, I'm sorry that I don't remember where I saw it, but it makes a lot of sense, and that is that Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo really fits into the description of the traveling. Because where were they traveling to? They were traveling towards the Yamsuf. And the Rav Hashem knew that by the Yamsuf there's going to be a shtickle problem. Yeah, that the Yam doesn't want to open up. What's going to happen? So the answer is, we have in Tehillim, Hayom ro vayonos hayaden yisov leocho, that the Yamsuf was nos. So what does it mean, Hayom ro? What did the Yam see? So it steht in Chazal, Maro, Aroina Shel Yosef Ro. Tell it is that the whole story of Krios Yamsuf would not have happened without Yosef. So therefore, the Torah puts Vayikach Yosef, Vayikach Moshe, as Atzmas Yosef Imo, is part of the trip. In other words, that's part of what's happening. You need Yosef in order to be splitting the Yamsuf. That is what is being said over here. In other words, that Yosef was brought along because without Yosef, you're not going to be able to split the sea. So if you're not going to be able to split the sea, so then the whole business is not going to work, at least the way it did work ultimately. So therefore, it's ultimately in the right place. Okay, let's accept that Yosef was important in order for the trip to be able to take place, because otherwise the sea would not have split. How that fits together exactly with that Chazal, which says that Hayom Ro Vayonos Maro Aroina Shel Yosef. So it seems that the Yam was a boicher in this. That means the boicher could have said no. The Yam could have said no, except when he saw Yosef, he was masker. And the psukim over here, when it actually happened, it's not mashma so much that the Yam had a choice over here. So what does it say over there? That where is it? Yeah. Vayed Moshe Yodal Hayom, Vayolech Hashem es Hayom Beruach Kodim Azor Kol Halayla, Vayosem es Hayom Lechorovo, Vayiboku Hamayim. It's mashma very much that the Ribbono Shel Olam forced the sea into compliance. And according to that Chazal, apparently the sea had a certain amount of choice in the matter. Maybe we'll get to that. I think that I could suggest an answer to that, but we'll have to learn a little more just to get to that point, to get to the point of having that answer. Now, what's happening over here? What is happening? So now we have to learn a Rashi, and that's a Moigodig Rashi. That's on Posuk Chof Aleph in Yudalet. Vayet Moshe es Yodai al Hayom, Vayeulach Hashem es Hayom Beruach Kodim Azo Kol Halayla, Vayosem es Hayom Lechorova, Vayibokeu Hamayim. The waters split. Now, here again, I think we have something which is in an order which we would not have expected. Can't say it's a wrong order, we're talking about the Torah, but it's a question. There has to be some kind of an answer. Again, Vayet Moshe es Yoda al Hayom. Moshe stretches out his hands over the sea. Vayolech Hashem es Hayom beruach kodim azo kol alayla. And Ribbono Shel Olam sends this wind. Vayosem es Hayom lechorova. So apparently the wind had the effect that the sea was dried. It was split, and therefore it was now not a sea anymore, but it was a dry land. Vayiboku amayim, and the water split. Now, that's in the wrong place. It should first say, Vayiboku amayim, the water split, Vayosem es hayom lechorova, thereby creating a dry space where the sea had been. But to say first Vayosem es hayom lechorova and then Vayiboku hamayim, what does it mean? Kumtz again Rashi and says in Moirat Gezach. Now he doesn't say that the reason for his saying that is what I was just now Moira, that the Vayiboku hamayim seems to be in the wrong place, but he says it, and well, we have to make our own understanding of this. And I would say that it means the following. Let's see. Vayiboku hamayim, zogt Rashi, kol mayim shebo'olam. That, what does it mean? What split? What split was all water, every water in the world split. That's what Rashi says. So then, of course, the Seder could be very, very good. Vayosem es hayom lechorova. Ribbono Shel Olam split the sea, and it became dry. And furthermore, Vayiboku hamayim, and all the water in all the world split. No, that would make sense. No, if that's what Rashi means, maybe that's what Rashi means. I could live with that. Let's assume that. Let's assume that. But let's ask, like, what is this business about all the water in the world splitting? Now, what on earth was that for? Why was that necessary? Vayiboku hamayim, that all the water in the world, somebody has a swimming pool in Tokyo, it split. Like, why? What was going on over here? So, as usual, if I can find it, we have the Maral who helps us. Let's see whether we can find it. I had it so nicely. Here we are. So let's have a look what the Maral says in the Gur Aryeh. Yeah. Kol Memas Shebe'olam. Those of you, if you have a Maral, it's the Chof Zayin in the Gur Aryeh. Zogt der Maral, Dim Leukein Vayiboku Hayom Miboyele. If it wouldn't be all the water of the world, so it should say Vayiboku Hayom, the sea split. Elo Kol Memas Shebe'olam. Okay. Now, why was that so? V'ro'isi Shenos Nutam Lazeh.
If the waters in the world had not split,
Yeah, the water would have come back into the sea. It couldn't. Yeah, let's leave this part out because the Maharal himself said, excuse me, I shouldn't have started reading it. Yeah. So let's get to the word. Oh. Avol ikar ha-pirush, ki hayom hu yesoid hamayim. The sea is where the basis of water lies. V'chol ha-necholim holchim el hayom, u'memenu hem shovim loloches. L'mo hu doime, l'lev ha-odam. V'kasha nilko ha-lev, shu yesoid kol ha-evorim, nilko imo ha-kol. Somehow the sea is the heart of the concept water. Kach, kishaboka kodesh baruch hu es hayom, shu yesoid kol hamayim, nilku kol hamemes shebo'olam. Once the sea is split, that means water is changing, that there's something crazy happening with the yesoid of mayim, and once that crazy thing is happening with the yesoid of mayim, so now all mayim suffers under that craziness. Afa mayim shebitzluchus nifku. Gam, ki achas HaKadosh Baruch Hu nota la yesoid shelohem, loko, ja, nilku imo haprotem, vehem shah mayim shehem tachas haklal, ve nifku imo. Oh. Ja.
So
what he says over here in the Gur Aryeh is simply what's being said. What's being said is like this. Somehow sea is the yesoid of all water. All water are like the toilettes, or however, I don't know the correct word to say. Yeah, so if it happens to the sea, so then it affects the concept water. And once Mr. Sea splits, so Mr. Water has to split, because water has no kiyum except as a toilada, if that's the right word, of the sea. However, I want to read to you what he says over here, that he explained it in the Gvuras Hashem. So, of course, in the Hartman Gur Aryeh, such a Mayudig Sefer, he quotes what it says over there. And I want to read that to you, because this is enormously yesoidistic in the whole sugya. Vayiboku hamayim, kol meimas shebo'olam nifku'u, v'ze tovin, mimashu bi'anu loch, ki kasher nifku'u hamayim, oz hoyu Yisroel moishlim legamri ala teva. If it's true that all water in the world split at that moment, that would mean that Klal Yisrael is moishel over nature. Nature has been beaten into the ground. Yeah, and Klal Yisrael says, I need that this thing should split now. Please, Teva, just get lost. V'nasu k'doshim nivdolim. The Bnei Yisrael became k'doshim nivdolim, not under the control of Teva. V'hoyu k'doshim l'Hashem. U'mipneze hoyu k'riyas yamsuf mitzat ha-mayim bilvad. Loi mitzat ha-yam. It wasn't the yam over here. It was, the yam was involved, because only if the yam splits, then all the water splits. But what was going on is that the water split. Ki ro'i sheyiyu ha-mayim nivko'im b'yoyim ha-shvi'i shel Pesach. V'oz yetzu Yisroel legamre liyos moishlem al midas ha-mayim, shehem chumriyem b'chlolam. Water is chaymer. We've discussed that so many times in the Torah of the Maral, that water is always chaymer, which means that it has nothing. There's no tzur over there. It's complete physicality. Lekach kol ha-mayim b'oilam nifku. In other words, its chaymer status was changed. If you remember a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was, we talked about that. What did they need these walls for by Kriyas Yamsuf? The talent is because, like this, water is nothing because it takes the shape of whatever it's put in, and suddenly here it becomes a massive wall. That's what's happening here too. It's stopping to be Chaimah, and it's beginning to be
a different kind of water, a water which has no limitations mitzat teva, and if it has no limitations mitzat teva, so then this is olam haba.
Ve'ilu lo nifka rak hayom, lo hayom memshol lo Yisrael rak al hayom, ve'lo al kol midas hamayim. Aval Yisrael hayu moishlim al kol hamayim, lekach kol hamayim shev'olam nifka. Ra'et sham beprokem, and so on and so forth. And so on. And he says, look further in the Maral over there. Shehichav levai sheYisrael nasu geulim gemurim bekriyas hayom. Do you understand what he's saying?
He's saying this is olam ha'elyonim. Remember Esav and Yaakov in Rivka's womb? Yaakov said, I'm taking olam haba, you'll get olam hazeh. So down here, Yaakov has to live with olam hazeh. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a point at which Olam Hazeh stopped functioning for the Jews, and they were living in the Olamos HaElyonim even while they were down here. And if you remember that other shir, we talked about, we said that perhaps the Hamayim Lohem Chalmom Yiminom Mismolam was to say that nobody should be able to look in what was happening, that there were walls on either side. So if somebody would have been passing by there, some Bedouin or something, he wouldn't have been able to see what's going on. This was Olamos HaElyonim, and was not there to be ogled is the word. Yeah, the goyim stand and say, wow, isn't that interesting? This was for nobody. Shehechel levash Yisrael nasu geulim gemurim b'kriyas hayom, v'siluk hamayim hachumrim nasu mipnei ma'alosom hanivdeles. He's saying, see, why am I so excited about it? I'm excited about it because that is really what when that other shir, so we talked about the Maim Lehem Choymum Yiminomum Ismailam and the various miracles that happened, that there were apples growing and pomegranates growing and crystal glasses, tutsas, matzah. This is all Olam HaSalyonim, different stories. And that is what was happening over here. That the Vayiboku HaMayim, that water split. What's water? Chomer. So when the basic chomer of this physical world is annihilated and is given the character of tzura, that is Olam HaSalyonim. That is Klal Yisrael being what it's supposed to be being. That is what happened by Kriyas Yamsov. That's really an unbelievable insight which the Maral gives us over here. And like a Poshet to Rashi, which, I mean, if we would learn it, and we wouldn't consult the Maral, maybe the other Mefoshim who also deal with this, I don't know. But this is it. This is what's saying to us what is happening over here. That's what's happening. And I think, we said before, what's this business about the Yam being persuaded by the Aroina Shel Yosef? The Yam is persuaded by the Aroina Shel Yosef. So that means that he had a choice. So where does the Yam come in to have a choice? It says the Rebbein Shem brought the Ruach Kodim and split the Yam. The Teretz is the choice of the Yam would have been to say to the Rebbein Shem, you can't do this. You made me and you made this whole physical world. That is a physical world. Now you have a Klal Yisrael whom you want that they should be in the Olam HaSalyonim. So take them into Olam HaSalyonim. But how can you ruin your own physical world down here? This is Olam HaSatachtonim. This kind of stuff doesn't happen over here. That is what the Yam could have tainted. Oh, but when he saw Aroina Shel Yosef, and he saw that Yosef, who is the Av of Golos, the mini Av of Golos, as we've learned many times. So he's the mini Av of Golos, and he was also became an Olamos HaElyonim Dikur Cheftze. Why? Because he was able to withstand the blandishments of the Eishes Potiphar. So he was Megale, that there could be Olamos HaElyonim down here in this world. So then the sea had to be maskim and said, okay, yeah, if Yosef can do it, I can do it. I mask him. Because you see from Yosef that what the Rebbein Shem wants is that the Olam HaSalyonim should penetrate into our world. Wow, this is really something. This is really, really an unbelievable thing. Now, I just want to get back because we don't want to be too long. And and to ask to offer my biggest nes. The Ramban said the biggest nes was that Paro went into the sea and followed the Yidden into the Yamsuf. No, that was a pretty big nes. What's my competition? Chas v'Shalom, first of all, I'm not in competition with the Ramban. And second of all, my competition, my suggestion over here is a very sad suggestion. But I'll tell it to you, I don't know exactly what to do with it. And the Ribbono Shel Olam should help that one day we should understand. So we go to Perek Tesvov, Posuk Chof Beis. That was after Kriyas Yamsov and after the Shira. So we learned that Vatikar Miriam and Avi, Achaz Aaron, Isatoif, Beyoda, Vatetzenu Kol Anoshim. The women said Shira also. Beautiful. Now, Posuk Chof Beis. Vayasa Moshe es Yisroel mi Yamsov, Vayetzu el Midbar Shur. Vayelchu Shlosh es Yomim ba Midbar v'lo Motzumayim, and they came to Moro and they grumbled at Moro. Zogt Rashi, everybody knows the Rashi, Vayasa Moshe, all you dik-duk connoisseurs, all of you who know such yisoides in dik-duk, about the Hifel. So Vayasa Moshe is in the Hifel, in the causative. In the Kal, it would have been Vayisa, he traveled. Vayasa means he caused to travel, the causative. Vayasa Moshe, Zog the Helige Rashi, his Sion Bal Kocham, that he forced them to leave the sea and to start traveling. Why? She'itru Mitzrayim Susehem betachshite zov v'kesef v'avonim toivais. The Egyptians had decorated their horses with all kinds of gold and silver and diamonds. V'hoyu Yisroel moitzin oisam bayam. And the Yidden were finding them in the sea. They said, well, just a minute, don't make us go yet. We can get another 50 diamonds. We can get another, I don't know, 100 weight of gold and silver. Like, don't make us go away from here. Like, things are so great. Ravoisa, the experience of Kriyas Yamsuf, which had just happened, right, was the penetration of Olamos Elyonim down into our world. And that's what it was. That's what it was. And that's why all the waters in the world split. Teva had been beaten into impotence. Yeah? Teva had nothing more to say. That's what the Loshon of the Maral was, if you remembered. Yeah? Like, everything was now... This was cool. This was it. Okay. It's finished now. Yidden are saved. They get out on the other side. And everything is fine. End of this particular scene. So what happens? Oh, we can't leave over here because there's so many diamonds around and there's so much gold around. Isn't that a kashya on us? Our good Taira Yidden, they just now experienced what it means to belong to the Olamos Elyonim. Moshe says when Mashiach comes, so the earth is going to produce cakes and bread, not wheat that you have to bother to make them, and it's going to produce a big day milos, or whatever it's called. Yes, finished clothes, jackets, kapotes, streimels. Everything is going to grow out of the earth, and that's what the Olamos Elyonim are. No more ikuvim, no more shortfalls, no more nothing. Everything is going to be beautiful, 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 beautiful. And didn't they see that in the Yam? They saw it in the Yam. They saw it. They saw the apples, and they saw the crystal glasses, and they saw the sweet water. And they saw the Hamayim Lam Chaimum Yiminam Mismailam. They saw that the whole world, at least their part of the world, had been penetrated by the Musak of Olamos Elyonim. And the minute the story was over, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them. He came over to them and said, I don't know what he said to them, yeah, when he forced them. Maybe he just, I don't know, he persuaded them. He says, listen, guys, it's not shame. Like, I mean, let's go. We're going to Hasina. We're going to go and make a bris with the Rabban Shem. This is where we're going. They didn't know what was going to happen, but they were going to go to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, they were on a track for something. So now it's become so important. It becomes so important that we need that extra diamond, that we need that extra gold and silver. I can imagine that we would have said, yeah, we always have, like we all love them. So we say, yeah, no, but it's the Rotzen of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Acher Chen Yetzer B'Rechush Goda. So it's a big mitzvah to go and take more. But I don't know, I see it as a kashi. I'm not saying it's a kashi on them, it's a kashi on me. It's a kashi on everybody. Like, why are we so lohut after wealth and after luxuries and after all kinds of things? We should have learned more already and better after so many years of golas and so many nisim and so many experiences. You figure that all of Judaism's experiences over the last couple of thousand years, maybe it should have equaled at least the Chol HaPochos, the couple of hours that it took to walk through the Yam Suf. We've learned something, we must have learned something from our history. And today we're also lohut after all these things. And it's a big, big, I mean, in my view, it's also a shtickle kasha. I mean, the Ramban says that all the nisim, the biggest nais was that Pharaoh allowed himself to be lured, or whatever you pronounce it, into the sea. And another problem is, how did we allow ourselves to be lured or lured or whatever it means, into being somehow inappropriately, inappropriately interested in the Bizas Hayom. So if it's not a kasha, I'm even more happy. And so let's leave it at that.